Hey, before your Q3 call, I've got the campaign brief ready, built from last quarter's data and the competitive landscape.
Great. Did you include the differentiation angle the CMO asked for?
Already in there. Three angles no competitor's using right now. Just need your approval.
Approved. Thanks. Oh, agents, where would we be without you?
Somewhere with a lot more tabs open.
Create your first Monday agent in minutes at monday.com.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at chumbacasino.com.
All right, everybody. Former MAGA congresswoman, former Trump sycophant, and now surprisingly liberal Marjorie Taylor Greene made an appearance on CNN to talk about Trump's handling of the Iran war and talk about J.D. Vance's disappearance. J.D. Vance has essentially been radio silent over the past 2 weeks. He has popped his head up here and there, but he is usually shockingly argumentative on Twitter and in the news and holding rallies. He really hasn't talked much about this because the reality is it makes him look like a huge hypocrite. On the campaign trail, he was one of the largest advocates of no new wars, no endless wars. He wants to get rid of the boomer neocon style of American politics. And now Trump is listening more to Marco Rubio and embodying that type of neoconservative imperialist politics. And Marco Rubio is now sort of edging J.D. Vance out in some of the polling markets because people think that Trump has a keen eye for Marco, and he has repeatedly refused to endorse J.D. Vance. So we'll break this all down. Make sure you subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed. Make sure you drop a like. We are getting closer and closer to 2 million subscribers. I am a Gen Z independent YouTuber with no backing, so it means a lot to have a community like you guys. I love all of you. And let's just jump in from the beginning. Mehdi Hassan tweeted a few days ago, J.D. Vance, who has repeatedly attacked me and other journalists on Twitter, as he has so much time on his hands, has gone almost completely dark on here because he doesn't want to get asked about Iran and how Trump has totally undermined him and made him look like a complete hypocrite on Iran. And he attaches this clip that I'll play now.
Donald Trump and I believe that America ought to be tough and America ought to have a strong foreign policy. But when people like Kamala Harris send our sons and daughters, our young people, to fight in stupid wars, it is the young generation that carries the burden of that. We're going to stop sending our young people to faraway lands. We are not the policemen of the world. We need to use our young people here at home.
The total death toll so far is 13 U.S. service members, 6 killed in a plane crash, 7 killed by enemy fire. Hundreds of Iranian school children, thousands of people in Iran, and J.D. Vance is saying that Kamala would have started this war. This was in August of 2024. Now he's gone radio silent. So Marjorie Taylor Greene then hops on CNN. And I want to start off with this first clip where she talks about how this is not America first. Republicans can't even fund the government. They can't fund healthcare. They can't fund education. She makes the point that I made on CNN the other day.
That's how I voted. That's what I fight for. That's what I want to see happen. I want to see Americans put first. And we've got the Republicans in Congress right now. They can't even fund Homeland Security. Our own Border Patrol, ICE, TSA agents, and others are not even getting paid. But yet here they are told that they're going to be voting and they'll vote for it. Believe me, they love the war. The neocons love the war. They're going to pass another a supplemental to fund the war in Iran. What is that going to be, $50 billion or more, while the war is costing us approximately $1 to $2 billion a day? But yet we're not even funding Homeland Security, and Americans are still struggling. And Caitlin, I got to tell you, I'm still waiting on Mike Johnson to roll out that Republican health care plan that he boasted and bragged that he was going to have.
It is despicable how the Republicans are treating our taxpayer dollars. And when you look into the numbers, it gets even worse. The Affordable Care Act subsidies that the Republicans shut the government down over because they said no, that is too fiscally irresponsible. They cost about $50 billion to give tens of millions of Americans health care, maybe $60 billion if you wanted to add another year and be charitable. That is the same amount of money that they are asking for Congress, reportedly going to ask for Congress for this war, $50 billion. We've already spent about $20 billion and dropped billions of dollars in munitions. I said the same thing on CNN.
He thinks he needs to do
it. You want to know what makes me so angry listening to people like Lindsey Graham and listening to the $1 billion a day toll is that the neocon boomers surrounding Donald Trump are mortgaging my generation's future for another endless, but another very expensive Middle Eastern war. We tried this with Iraq. We tried this with Afghanistan. It left us in trillions and trillions of dollars in debt. We pay $1 trillion per year just on the interest for our debt. This is amassing, and it's going to affect my generations for decades to come because the old people know they can start wars because young people don't have the power to stop them, so the old people make us foot the bill. And you know what I don't like the most out of all this?
I then go on to say that they gaslight us about not being able to have health care. And I got a lot of emails about that, older fans saying, hey, we're not the problem. And what I was saying there is the neoconservative boomers, the people surrounding Trump and his cabinet, they have ruined the future. I mean, the neoconservatives in the Bush administration, I'm not talking about every single person who's above the age of 50. Of course not. So many of the people in this audience, in this community and that I meet are amazingly pro-America. Our liberals are people on the left who just want to push forward a beautiful message. Even centrists, even people on the center right watch this feed because we all care about democracy and making sure that people can maximize their opportunity in a free country. Here's Marjorie Taylor Greene then talking about J.D. Vance, then talking about how J.D. Vance and Tulsi Gabbard have essentially been quiet and been shut out. Remember that photo from 2 weeks ago where J.D. Vance and Tulsi Gabbard were in a separate situation room from Donald Trump and Marco Rubio? They literally split up the situation rooms. Let's hear what J.D. Vance has been up to.
You know, one of the complaints that we heard from Trump World in his first term when I was covering him was that he had the right instincts, but he was surrounded by people who led him down the wrong path or led him astray or didn't let him lead into his instincts. You just mentioned J.D. Vance, his vice president, and Tulsi Gabbard, the director of national intelligence. I still don't even think we've heard from Tulsi Gabbard since this war started. We've heard some comments from J.D. Vance. I wonder what you think of that, given they are obviously key voices in his inner circle this time.
You know, I can understand they're in a difficult position. They serve at the pleasure of President Trump. And so what I would imagine that's a difficult spot to speak out, but they need to speak out. It's going in a direction where we're looking at possible boots on the ground.
Spoiler alert, J.D. Vance is never speaking out about this.
Many parents are fearful there may be a draft. We are not told like any end goal or how long this may last, how many more American military troops will be killed, how much is it going to cost America, how many refugees are going to be brought into our country once again. We aren't told any of this information. I'm very much like J.D. Vance. I very much like Tulsi Gabbard and share many of the political views that they have. I want them to speak out. We need them to speak out. We need people in the administration that we know disagree with it because of their voices and the words they spoke previously. But we do. We need to hear from them, and I hope we will soon.
All right, we are never hearing from J.D. Vance and Tulsi Gabbard on this because they showed their true ideology on the campaign trail, which is just pure, raw anti-interventionalism. Even to such an extreme degree, they don't want to touch Ukraine, which in my opinion is a mistake. We need to be helping fund Ukraine. But J.D. Vance showed us what he thought on the campaign trail. He then got into power, continued to talk like that, and Donald Trump then undermined everything he tried to advocate for, both him and Vance. Vance is now oddly dodgy and silent on this issue. He was asked about this yesterday at a press conference at a rally that he held, and he dodges and weaves. Listen to this answer.
What did you advise the president initially as he considered his actions in Iran, and what are you urging him to do now, especially with Americans seeing higher prices at the pump and some of the fallout from that across the economy? Do you express any concerns like those you've expressed in the past on the possibility of these extended wars?
Well, Bill, I appreciate the question. I know you guys have to ask it, but imagine the situation. We're in the situation room where you can't even take your, you know, iPod in there, or your AirPods, I guess what they're called. You can't take your iPhone in there. You can't take anything in there because it is the most classified space anywhere in the world. And I sit there with Pete Hegseth and General Kane and Marco Rubio and the entire White House team, and the president and I and the entire senior team are talking about the options and about what we need to do and about how we must best protect the American people, I hate to disappoint you, but I'm not going to show up here and in front of God and everybody else tell you exactly what I said in that classified room, partially because I don't want to go to prison, and partially because I think it's important for the President of the United States to be able to talk to his advisors without those advisors running their mouth to the American media.
The reason why J.D. Vance is dodging, by the way, is because the reports from Politico say Vance was the skeptical voice in the White House on Iran strikes. White House officials revealed that the vice president made his opposition known in the lead-up. And look at this. This is Vice President J.D. Vance in the Situation Room during Operation Epic Fury, but it's not the main Situation Room. He's sitting there with a Mountain Dew, with Tulsi Gabbard, and I see Scott Bessent. But other than that, this is not the primary Situation Room. It does not have Marco Rubio or Donald Trump in it. Then, of course, there are more reports that Donald Trump was asked if there were points of disagreement with him and Vance over Iran. The president said no, but then added, Vance was philosophically a little bit different than me about the war. So he then says yes, doublespeak, as he always does. I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate these videos, drop a like, subscribe. I'll see you all in the next one. Peace out.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.